Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for these beautiful beatitudes to bless us and to encourage us in all the things that are godly. So we thank you. We thank you for this morning's word, Father God. And we think of the time of Moses where he came and he was raised up to save his household. And we thank you, Jesus, that you came to bring out a household of humble people that who have lost their life to righteousness, justice, peace, and meekness, humility, and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Matthew 5 from verse 5 to 7 from the CJB translation. How blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. How blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. How blessed are those who show mercy, for they will be shown mercy.
Hallelujah. Three powerful words, eh? Humility, humbleness, and your humbleness is found in just obedience to God. It's not a sort of this false humility. It's agreeing with God, finish and clear. Those who agree with God will be inherit the earth, raised up, and blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, not self-righteousness, not unrighteousness. So we lose our righteousness, self-righteousness, and unrighteousness, and we long for God, the right of a God who made us for purpose to bring about that purpose in our life. And because it's all found in mercy, it's found in the love of God, in the beautiful destiny of God, in the song that he wants to sing, that he is singing and he's singing over us. That's where we find mercy, and then mercy triumphs over judgment. Those who give no mercy won't receive no mercy. And so with these three words, humility, righteousness, and mercy, I couldn't think of anything better than reading Psalm 37 again, because there we see so many scriptures on the righteous will inherit the earth, and then the picture of righteousness abiding with the Lord, desiring him, staying with him, and then the picture of mercy being the light givers on the earth. Because we have got light, we can give light. So arise and shine, brothers and sisters. You are the lights in this world. The harvest is here. The restoring of the world is taking place. And we are the children of God to rule supremely with Jesus. So keep your focus. Keep your eyes on the Lord and stay humbly with him in righteousness and in mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.